guys, welcome back to Full Coverage.
It's your favorite fools, Manny MUA and Laura Lee.
That's right, just two bitches covering things.
That we don't know what we're talking about sometimes.
We never know what we're talking about, we're always covering them regardless.
So we're going to address the elephant in the room today.
What elephant?
I don't know.
You guys, if you're watching the podcast today, you guys will see we look a little different.
I don't know, we always like clowns.
You honestly, points have been made and we be acting like fools and clowns.
So I don't know.
That's actually why this is kind of perfect. We're both fools.
So I'm dressed as the Joker and Manny's dressed as Harley Quinn.
It honestly is really, I'm kind of feeling the fantasy. I'm not going to lie. Like even when we were filming TikToks and stuff, I was like, Mr. J. Like I was
living. Wait, one more time? I cannot mimic the Joker. What would he say right now?
Honestly, I don't know. He would just laugh. Lord, that was actually pretty good for a giggle. That was actually pretty fucking good. I'm like low-key kind of turned on right now. I'm Harley. I'm kind of turned on.
I practiced it for 30 minutes in the bathroom before we started.
Did you really?
No, absolutely not.
You guys, we're actually really, really excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about some serious topics. We are going to hit with some serious things first.
But our main course,
of course, is pretty much Halloween.
We want to tell spooky stories of things that have happened to us personally.
Yes, and just kind of like, we want it to be like a fun Halloween episode where it's like, it's the holiday, so like, why not kind of go there with it?
Yeah.
Hence us being dressed up. Like, let's talk about our favorite Halloween memory, our favorite Halloween candy, our favorite Halloween movie, all that stuff.
I'm pretty sure for Halloween, all through my childhood, I went as a cat, like every year.
Oh, that's still you now. Shocking. So I'm not surprised. You also have four cats.
Only four.
So only.
Only
Laura's
four.
Gonna literally be the cat lady next door with 50 cats.
It's true. They're all adopted from the shelter, though. They're all.
I know.
They're shelter babies.
And they're so sweet. Some of them.
To me, to my guests, they're not, you know, they're selective.
They're selective.
They all like Manny pretty good.
No, they do. Like, they're cool with me. But
they're,
I'm also like,
they're very
been around
used to
for
you.
Like
it only took
years.
Peach 5 years to get used to.
That's
you.
It. Yeah. That's all. Just five fucking years.
That's it.
No, literally, you guys. So, by the way, for the serious topic we're going to talk about, we kind of wanted to talk about the Brian Laundry situation going on.
The Alec Baldwin situation with a gun on set. And then lastly,
there's also like a new one that we just saw on TikTok. That was about a TikToker murdering like his girlfriend.
And, oh, he didn't murder the child, just the girlfriend, but she had a child.
Or was it his ex-wife?
I don't know. They could have been in a relationship.
We'll have to go over that one again fully, but
yeah,
you know, we wanted to kind of talk about that and just kind of say like, we wanted to, it's not attached to this podcast episode. Like it's not because it's Halloween, we're talking
it
about death.
It just so happened that there are a lot of serious, very sad stories going on, which we're going to get more serious on. And we're going to talk about those first. But the fun part is going to be towards the end,
the Halloween portion. But we do want to kind of cover the topics going on in, you know, obviously pop culture and social media and things
and
like that.
And it just happens to be a lot of violent deaths.
It's honestly horrible and horrific. And it's crazy how it's like, this is the time that it's happening because it is like more of a spooky time.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
But before we get into that. How was your week?
My week was good.
Yeah, what did you do?
I went to Arizona last week.
You went to the Grand Canyon.
So I went to the Grand Canyon because it's been on my bucket list my whole life. Just because.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
Wow.
I feel like there's only a few places I can remember or think of that's like monumental in America. Like, listen, there's like a million of them.
It's one of the wonders of the world.
But
isn't it?
It's like, yes, exactly. But there's only a few I can think of that I know because I don't know a lot.
I literally don't know anything. I don't know anything.
But I've always wanted to go and I really appreciate nature. I love Yosemite. I love all nature vibes.
Camping.
I love.
I mean, honestly, you have to tell them like how it was,
okay, let me
though.
Just explain.
You have to give them like the let real tea the and the lowdown.
First, I want to start off with saying I wasn't prepared for this trip because I didn't understand what I was getting myself into.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Ty books this campsite. It's called Under Canvas. Is that what it was, Ty? It was Under Canvas. That's the name of the place.
Okay.
It was like $2,000 for two nights.
What the fuck?
So I'm thinking.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
$2,000 for two nights.
And it's because
nights.
We got a nicer tent.
Miss
Ty
me.
Booked it. Ty okay, booked yeah, it. Yeah. And he knew I was a
well,
little.
Well, Ty loves to spend money. So there's that. Tyler, honestly, don't even try to play. Like, you'd be loving to spend the coin. Don't
Manny's
try
over
me.
Here outing you.
I'm outing Tyler. He loves to shop.
So I'm like, okay, he's clearly got me the bougiest campsite on earth.
Of course.
If it costs that much. So I'm thinking I don't need to bring much. And Ty's honestly kind of thinking of the same thing. We didn't really go deeply into the fine print. We're like, you get what you pay for.
Right.
Not so much in this case.
Oh, okay. So wait, explain.
So I only packed like a little sweatshirt hoodie and some leggings to wear to the Grand Canyon and then to Sedona the next day. Not much stuff. And like, that's it. And like a plug-in phone charger, 19 pounds of
like
makeup.
Like the necessities.
A hair dryer, like my Dyson Airwrap.
You brought all that shit with you?
I brought
all that shit. You're fucking lying.
Like
to
I
camp?
Was expecting to be able to get glam.
You brought a Dyson Airwrap to the camp site?
With the different exchangeable tops, including
guys,
a straightener, curling iron,
I'm
and
literally
multiple
not
brushes.
Doing this. I'm not doing this with her right
so
now.
So this is the trip I think I'm preparing for. And then we get there and it's like really pretty and like bougie. So I'm still into it. And then we get to our room and it's getting really cold. Obviously it's the desert and they warmed us.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, like, like where's the heater?
Wait, so is it like cold as fuck? Like how cold are we talking?
It got down to 26 degrees that night. Okay.
No, absolutely.
So you're not.
The fuck not.
Yeah, you're going to need some like real clothes if you're going to be experiencing this.
Yes.
So it's like one of those metal iron stoves that you put wood in.
Yes, like the olden days.
Yes.
Like a casket iron.
And you like figure out your own fire. And that's how you heat the room, which.
Baby, that's too primeval.
I'm a fucking idiot.
What's primeval?
I don't know.
I said the wrong word. Medieval.
Medieval.
And like primordial. What I'm saying, I mix the words, but that's too.
It's too much.
Mm-mm,
because
the
thing
cruise.
Is, you can't. My fireplace turns on with a light switch.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Of course. That's the 21st century.
Now,
though.
Growing up, my father always made us fires in the fireplace.
Yeah, of course.
So
right.
I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to make fires for sakes of burning down the house. So we did make our own fires my whole life growing up. We didn't have a fancy fireplace. The fancy
you would
fireplace.
Start a fire.
I feel
you
like
would be the bitch that would start a fire.
Absolutely.
Though.
Like, if we're
that's
trapped
the
in
problem.
The woods, I'm going to figure shit
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem with this one is we believe their chimney was stuffed because every time we started the fire, it filled the entire tent with black smoke. I would have to run out of the tent and evacuate.
Stop.
Yes. And so we would open up the tent to let this pounds of smoke out, which mind you, my hair, my
everything.
Body, everything
your
I
chonies.
Owned, my freaking chonies, my socks smelled
no.
like campfire strongly, like so strong. And so we would have to open up the tent and let every bit of heat out to get the smoke out. It was just like a chaotic mess for two morons.
No, not like for two fools.
We were not prepared. And then like, there's no light switches. There's what? Like a lantern.
So, you put like fire in?
No.
How do lanterns work?
Off a battery.
You're lying.
Yeah, so like one lantern and then to charge.
I thought lanterns are like no with gasoline and either. Shit. Like you, like it's like the olden days. Like you have a lantern, like going.
I'm
through.
I'm surprised they didn't a have ghost that. Town this was like a technical lantern. I guess that's the bougie part of this.
Okay, got it.
Their lanterns an are electric lantern. Yay!
Electric.
And so you know. There's no plugins, no electricity, right. No Wi-Fi. And here's the thing.
So you're roughing it, essentially.
You're roughing it.
For $2,000.
For $2,000. For 2 days,
you're roughing it.
I thought it was $2,000. Okay. $1,000
for 2 nights. That's not nearly as bad as $2,000.
I made it way more dramatic. I thought it was $2,000.
Laura be doing that, though. She'd be actually adding to the stories, adding $1,000 per day.
Was it a good story or not?
Yeah. Oh, I'll give you this.
Okay, so it was 1,000. So it's not as bad, but still I thought bad. It was 2,000 in my head. So the whole time in my brain, I'm thinking this isn't a real camping trip when it right. was. And the whole point is, it would have been great if I would have known I was going on a real camping trip because I would have gotten all my work been
prepared for it.
I would have prepared. I would have gotten all my work done before mm-hmm. I went, knowing there's no Wi-Fi. I'm fine with no Wi-Fi. I just need to know if there's not going to be Wi-Fi.
Got it. So I'm, you're prepared for it
exactly because yeah. I had a bunch of work to do. So me and Ty are literally like streaming in the you're clubhouse
at, like. At McDonald's.
Night. Yeah. Oh, I was at McDonald's.
Literally at McDonald's. They were like texting. She's like, I'm at McDonald's right now. I'm texting you. This is the only time I have service.
And because like, I couldn't even what charge anything. I also would have like pre-charged everything knowing there was no plugins and like that's it for the electricity. Uh-huh. Like I would have went there with everything charged. Right. And, like, ready. Because I a didn't
portable
do,
charger.
I didn't know. I just didn't know.
I mean, who would have known?
Yeah.
You're going to know.
So you know what we did? They're not going to know.
They're going to know.
They're not going to know.
Okay, so what did you do?
How would they know?
How would they know?
So me and Ty made the executive decision that we might need to book a hotel.
Yeah, I think at that point when it's 26 degrees in the room.
Froze to death that night.
In the tent. No fire.
No heat. Just a piece of fabric. And not only that, you have to sign a waiver that like if a coyote or any animal comes and murders you, that literally it's on you.
Got it.
That's a you issue.
Okay, guys. So this is literally, we're in Brave Wilderness right now.
We're in Brave Wilderness.
Like we're literally Coyote Pearson Brave Wilderness.
Yes. And you don't understand how loud outside nighttime is whenever you're in a tent. Like it's just a piece of fabric, so you hear right. everything. So all night I'm literally thinking a coyote's gonna grow barge thumbs in. Unzip the tent
right
and come and get in the bed with me.
The fact that you slept in a tent with fabric, I haven't been in a tent with like fabric and I would say dead ass like 15 years.
Probably same.
For real.
Dead ass, 15 probably years. Same. And the thing is, I kind of would be excited to do it again in the summertime and like knowing what cold. I'm getting into.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I'm like, all my work is done. Everything's charged.
Right.
Let's rough it. Woo! Not in the dead of winter and not me not being prepared.
I'd rather die.
What would you do?
I would die, babes.
I know. You would have died before me.
I would have died before Laura for sure. I am not the biggest camper. Mm-hmm. If I don't know if we can all assume that about me.
I don't think we should make assumptions
I
don't here. Think
I agree. If you make an assumption, you know, it's making acid of you and me.
I know I probably sound like a little bitch snob.
Okay, Laura, I would literally be fucking fainting in 26 degree weather with a piece of fabric that's only blocking me from the outside wind.
You cannot take me from a bed one night and just throw me into the wilderness. Like, you need
to prepare yourself.
I need to prepare myself for this.
Like, if you're a bitch, then I'm a baby back bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, I would not last well in that situation.
Thank you for backing
my sissiness. And honestly, I'm okay with that. I know that about myself.
Maybe
I'm prepared.
I should be more confident, maybe. I feel so ashamed that I left.
Don't
maybe
be ashamed.
I should be like, I couldn't do it. I was fucking out there. I'm a pussy bitch and I couldn't do it.
But like, honestly, like there's nothing to be ashamed about. Like that's like, you just didn't, like the thing is, if you're used to a certain way, especially because like you get cold really fast, really easily. And you're like literally like drowning when it's cold.
That's
like, it's like
what
you cannot handle
me
it.
Me and Manny argue about the most.
Literally. The only thing we argue about is like, I want it to be cold and she wants it to be hotter.
Runs hot, I run cold.
It literally is like, I understand this about you specifically that yeah. like if you're cold, like it's a big issue.
The cold was breaking me.
Yeah. You've been at your breaking point.
Yeah. I was honestly ill and Ty was too. And so we hiked the whole Grand Canyon and the thought what that the we were going to have to fucking go back to this tent and sleep in the cold
you're
another
like,
night.
It's time to get a room.
No shower. We were like, it's time to get a room. We're going to Sedona the next day anyway. So it was like going to cut our drive that night. We could do the drive that night and just wake up there.
Yeah.
And spend more time in Sedona. So I was like, great, book that bitch.
Honestly, I was in the same shit.
And
like dead ass.
Literally grabbed my shit. Didn't even ask for my money back or anything. Cause I'm like, we booked it. It's like your fuck up. We didn't. It was our fuck up.
Yeah.
So like, we were like, whatever.
You're like, keep the money.
Keep
like,
the money, baby.
Yeah.
We're out. And so they closed the camp down this weekend because they said it's too cold for guests. great.
I was like, couldn't you have closed it a week before?
Oh my God.
When I was there freezing my fucking tits off.
It is cute in theory.
Your nipples were as hard as rocks, weren't they?
Cold as a witch's titty in a brass bra.
No, yes. A witch's titty in a brass bra. I met Laura. That's a new one for me.
Is it?
A witch's titty in a brass bra. Cold as a witch's
titty in a brass bra, honey.
Like, I know they were sticking out like this.
Needles.
You could cut diamonds with those. Diamonds.
I was dying. Now that half the podcast is on this camping trip, what happened to you this week?
This weekend, what did I do this weekend? You know what? A cool thing I did this weekend was I actually went and did a podcast with Harry Jowsey.
So we talked a little bit about this last week.
Yes, last week, and how we talked about like him using, you know, a homophobic slur. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really talk about it, or maybe I did, but I called him that day and I was like, yo, I'm disappointed in you. And like, I let him know like what I was feeling. And I was like, this is like kind of unfortunate because we just did this collaboration together and I didn't get this like homophobic vibe from you, you know? And like, I don't think he's a homophobe. I don't. And so I told him, I was like, I'm not going to do the podcast with you because mm-hmm. I just don't feel comfortable like mm-hmm. doing that. And, you know, I was just checking in on him, making sure he was okay. And then I was like, you know what? I would rather almost use this as an example mm-hmm. and go on the podcast. So I ended up changing my mind. I was like, you know what? I'm going to come on the podcast and I want to talk and have like a real ass conversation about what it means to say the F word as a slur, you know, as a homophobic slur. And it's like, you know, I think that we had this like really just deep ass conversation about what it meant. And he was very receptive. He's that person where it's like, he knows he fucked up and he wants to do better.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I'm not going to, like, I obviously am disappointed in what he had said, but I'm not gonna not be there for someone that wants to grow and learn from a situation.
Because you don't support cancel culture.
Because I don't support cancel culture. And I've been canceled before and I know what it's like. And so I think for me, because I have this like massive empathy for people going through things like this,
mm-hmm,
I'm like,
too.
Let me talk to you in real life. Let me be there for you as a person. Let me help you get through something. And like, I'll keep you accountable as a friend. I'm not, you know, and if publicly too, if you want to be,
yeah,
like if you want me to come on the podcast and like tell you how it is, baby, I'll tell you how it the fuck
right.
is.
You'll be a real
so
friend.
So I'll be a real ass friend. I'll be a real ass bitch and I'll tell you what it's like. So I did that with him and he was really receptive of it. The podcast went up and I'm hoping that it's getting good feedback. So that was kind of what I did this weekend. And I was happy to be able to do it because I think it's important again to have these conversations, especially if he has like a more predominantly straight audience.
Yeah.
You know, especially things
they
like that.
Hear
like
too.
They need to hear what like the root of the word and why it's not appropriate and how it demasculates gay men mm-hmm. and makes people seem like they're less than.
Absolutely.
When it's they're not.
Yeah.
When gay people aren't less than straight yeah. people. So I think that's kind of a big part of it. And mm-hmm. I think that it was a really, 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 really productive conversation. And I'm glad we were able to have it. And even though I had already had it with him off camera, it was nice to be able to have it on camera as well.
I think
well.
It was awesome you chose to do it. Very commendable of you because like you originally didn't want to, which shows that, you know, you didn't want to jump on the situation. You didn't want to be a part of it. But then,
totally.
You thought about it. It was like, you know what? I want to like use this as a moment to make a great point as a gay man mm-hmm. for your community and every community to learn from this. And
well, I
feel like
I wanted
you
to be
are
there
like,
for him.
Yeah. And you're part of the process though, of people learn of him learning from this and the audience learning from this.
Exactly.
Community learning from this.
Absolutely. And I was like, I can't just like go back to being like willy nilly, hang out with you, da da da. Like that's like fucking over my community and like
also,
as I'm not respecting my
to,
own
like
self.
To our audience though, watching, like we have a different view of cancellation and we have more empathy towards anyone who's canceled. Mm-hmm. We don't always condone what they did or agree
I
with
almost
what they
never
did.
Condone what they do.
99%
I do not condone anything that people do.
But when you've been canceled, which I'm pretty sure most people watching have not experienced firsthand,
right.
being canceled by the whole internet, mm-hmm. but until you do, you will look at it differently. If
always.
You were, you will always look at it differently. And I know like most people will never be canceled because,
totally.
You know, you're not putting yourself like in crazy situations and things happening with the internet. But if you do, and I know I just speak for me and Manny, it's different. It changes everything.
It changes you as a human.
As a human, you'll change. You'll look at situations different. So mm-hmm. just so you guys know where we're coming from on why we don't support cancellation and like how we navigate it now is so different. Before
absolutely.
I would more so jump on a bandwagon and be like, yeah, bad. And now I'm like, let's just hear people out because they're human beings too. And I know what mm-hmm. it feels to be on the back end of that. And it's a lot of it's not fair.
And a lot of times, like, a lot of things are misconstrued and a lot of things are wrong.
Yes.
And I think that during our situation, a lot of things were so...
Things are still misconstrued. So like, I still bad. Have seen people talk about Dramageddon.
Same.
And so many of the facts are wrong and so much didn't happen that mm-hmm. said has happened. So yep. many credible articles have been written with a lot of non-truths in it, and it just catches like wildfire, and that's why it's just
effect.
Yeah, it becomes snowball effect, mm-hmm. and it's like becomes like undeserving situations for the mm-hmm. person who did do something wrong.
Totally. You know? And we're not saying that they don't do anything wrong. Again, like, we don't condone these behaviors, but I think at the end of the day, for us, people in real life fuck up every single day. People do wrong shit
every
all
single day
the
there are people
time.
Saying that are f slur every
Absolutely.
Single
saying
day
every slur yes. like literally every slur, and like they don't give a fuck about it because mm-hmm. they're not in the public eye in that yes. way, and they just don't care.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, at the end of the day, when you think about it in that way, it's like everyone does stupid shit, mm-hmm. and that means that people that are recording their life are gonna do stupid ass shit too.
Exactly. And then you start to get empathetic. Caught up. They're gonna get caught up, and that doesn't excuse their behavior by any means. And I understand when you're online, you have this big platform, so you are more responsible, mm-hmm. but look at the punishment you get. It's different.
Absolutely. It's a different thing. And I think that
whereas most people don't get a punishment at all for it.
Totally. Because they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Especially if they have yes people around them and their whole group is being like shitty, then it's like, okay, well, they're just an echo chamber of themselves.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that with this situation for me, I was like, I can hold him accountable as a friend mm-hmm. and as a fellow influencer,
as
and be
you
like,
should.
And as someone who is in the LGBTQ plus community, and like I can hold him accountable, but I don't need to counsel him.
Exactly.
Because I know this is a situation where it's like, you're not a bad person.
Yeah.
I can tell you're not a bad person.
You fucked up,
and I want this book to be taken out of your vocabulary fully. But at the end of the day, everyone fucks up, mm-hmm. and everyone does stupid ass shit, and it doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but you can at least be a human being and reach out
there
when they're hurting and hear their side from. Of the situation as well.
Yeah, because they're human.
Because we've both been there, baby.
We've both been there.
We have been there, and we're just more empathetic now. We're empathetic humans.
Well, we're gonna jump into a few more topics, but first mm-hmm. we're gonna take a
break.
We're gonna take a break. And we're gonna be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. And we are back.
Back in the browser, Phil.
Hi. Okay, guys, so we are back and we wanted to kind of talk about a couple subjects that are a little bit more on the serious side, but we do feel it's important to talk about, especially, you know, I mean, honestly, everything that we're talking about is really, really serious. But the first
especially
one is about
the camping situation.
about these situations are serious. The camping, not so much. But the first one we want to talk about is Alec Baldwin. I'm sure a lot of you guys know by now that Alec Baldwin accidentally
shot a gun on set, and it ended up killing a cinematographer and injuring the director.
Which is crazy because like things like this like should not be happening on Hollywood sets.
Right.
Big budget sets. Like this should not be even a thing.
And my first question was, you know, obviously, why was the gun loaded? And Ty was like, well, a blank creates an explosion, but nothing comes at you. Like it just creates a bang, you know, like a gun went off and it's supposed to create that illusion. Well, he said if there is anything at all lodged in one of those guns,
even rust,
anything, it will come out and it can injure or kill someone. So we don't know that for a fact, but like, cause I was just asking like, how could this happen? He was saying it wasn't necessarily a bullet in the gun. I don't know if it was or not.
No, it wasn't.
It was something.
We also have Ty here, by the way. Tyler, say hello.
What's up, guys?
We have him here as our fact check.
Fact checking the
fools. We have fool number three.
Fact checking the fools. Guys, I'm seeing reports that are saying it's a bullet. But I don't know if they're assuming it's a bullet.
Okay.
But I did see a report where they said they're still investigating it. So I keep people saying bullet, so I'm not sure.
Some people aren't. Okay, got it. So it's like yes and no.
Yeah.
I had like saw this thing about it being that's the shitty part about things like this happening is that like a lot of people don't even know like the ins and outs of what's going on, and they're just making assumptions for titles to
and
get it out
faster.
And the assumptions become real. Like for me, I heard that like, oh, it's rust, and now it's like, oh, it's a bullet. It's like, well, what is it actually?
What impaled the people? So basically, the issue that's blowing up with this is there is reports of a lot of negligence that happened on that set before the gun went off and this incident happened. The gun had happened to actually have gone off 3 separate times and it wasn't supposed to. So there were 3 different moments when the gun discharged and it shouldn't have on set. So the crew is already like, okay, this set is being, they said it was being rushed. The film was being rushed.
The whole thing, like the whole production was being rushed.
It was a mess.
And it was like, hello, we need safety protocols.
And that was not happening. Safety protocols weren't happening. So then, you know, it's like, who gets in trouble for this?
And apparently people left.
So
some of the crew actually ended up leaving
because they said it's not safe
because it was an unsafe work environment.
Yeah.
And usually there is someone on set that handles guns.
Right.
And so like, that's actually a thing. I forgot what they're called. Tyler, what are they called? Give us that tea.
I believe it was the armorer.
So an armorer is there to handle firearms.
Then who the fuck was the armorer? Or was there not one?
So there was one. And two, apparently this is hearsay. What they say is that the producer handed Alec the gun and not the armorer. So it was kind of like, okay, well, you kind of beat around the bush around what like the protocols are when there is someone there for that specifically.
Do you think the producer handed the gun so they wouldn't have to go all through the armorer?
Maybe.
I mean, it's just like a weird situation.
It's just weird though. It's like, well, why, like, I don't understand like why it would even happen in the first place. And now like, look what's happened. It's been like a terrible tragedy that like could have been so avoided.
It literally took someone's life and then someone now is super injured. Also, Alex Baldwin could face jail time. That's a lot of speculation.
Because actually, so this is something I found out recently was that he's an executive producer.
He's an executive producer on the set.
What is it called? Rust? So I think that's why I got Rust confused. So I think that the project is called Rust. Not that it was Rust in the gun. But the fact that he was in charge.
The crazy thing is the movie has to do with accidental deaths.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
So it was a curse set.
Yeah, it was like a curse set. A lot of negligence happening, a lot of rushing the film whenever you're dealing with firearms, and now it took someone's life. You know, this is so major. At first I was like, how could he possibly face jail time over an accident?
Right.
But I didn't realize all the other things were happening as well.
I had no idea. I had no idea that there were other instances where it going off. I had no idea that he was the EP on the project.
Yeah.
I had no idea that he could be held responsible for it because it was his set, essentially.
Exactly.
As an executive producer. It's like,
right.
You know, there's obviously like different levels when it comes to people on set, and executive producer is one of the highest, if not the highest, situation. So I think that, you know, it could be, he could be liable for the situation because it was his set.
So do you want to talk about Brian Laundrie now? Because this story is where things get really crazy.
Because it's getting hairy. It's getting really hairy.
So as we know, with Gabby was murdered by Brian Laundrie in Wyoming. He drove back to Florida. Then he went missing from his parents' house.
Right, but see, we have to bring up the fact too about like the car drive off thing,
because that's
something I didn't know.
I didn't either.
And this is like more of a recent uncovery for me, was the fact that apparently, so Brian was at his parents' house in Florida,
right?
And the police, like, they were suspecting him, but he wasn't like a person of interest, and they weren't
watching him. They weren't videotaping.
They weren't holding on to him.
Yeah, because they weren't sure yet, which I completely disagree with, but that's besides the point.
That's like the legal system for you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of issues in that in itself. But apparently one of the nights is Brian drove off in his car and
his Mustang
drove off. The next morning the car came back. I believe it was like, Tyler, was it the next day?
It was a few days later.
A few days later.
They were surveillancing him.
They were surveillancing him. Okay, got it. So they were surveillancing him, but they weren't like,
they weren't keeping him. They were just surveillancing his house just to keep up with his comings and goings.
Okay.
So like when he left for some reason, they didn't follow him, but then they thought that he came back, but it was actually his mom that came back.
So she came back in a baseball cap. And to me, I'm thinking, what the fuck? Like, are you not trying to impersonate him in some way?
Oh, yeah. Like, make it look like, car. Oh, look,
it's me driving the car back.
And what were you guys doing for all of those days?
And where did he go? And that's the whole point, is like, he left that night. The car shows up several days later. The mom's returning it with a baseball cap, and he's nowhere to be found.
Right.
And then, and here we are now to like where we are now. And it's like, remains have been found.
So the police have been searching the swampland they use for days and days. Policemen on foot, feet, dogs, animals to sniff it out, drones to search. Like, they have combed through
the surface,
this place where they think he may be. I believe his parents told them that it's one of his favorite spots, so that's why they specifically went really good and through the spot. So one day his parents are like, we want to help the search for our son, so we're going to jump in and join. And after days of them searching this area, in less than 1 hour, the parents find his remains.
Without the police there. No one's there but the parents, and they find the remains.
By themselves, and they claim they couldn't find law enforcement officers whenever they found the remains. So, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they find some of his like book bag and items? So they picked it up and moved it from the site to give to the police to be like, see, we found it.
I did not see where they picked up and moved it.
Okay.
If you saw that, I
saw that somewhere where
I just saw where they were the ones that found it, and they didn't have anybody with them, like law enforcement
when
was
they
not
found
with them
it.
When they found it, but
they found it by themselves.
But they brought law enforcement.
See, but that's the part that it starts to get a little.
So there's a lot of speculation. Like, honestly, all the reports coming out are very vague, and it's a sensitive case, and police are doing what they can at this time. So they're not releasing all the information to protect the case as they should.
Totally.
But so we're having to kind of fill in the spots, but that's all that's been released. But the problem is the internet's going, wait a minute, how did the parents find the body in less than an hour when they had been searching the same area for days with tools?
See, there wasn't the body found. It was
remains.
It was body remains, and there was like a partial skull. There was they say that they identified that it was Brian through dental records, which is where I'm getting a little like, okay, this is more. I mean, I've seen this around. It's my own personal speculation, but I'm just like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I'm like, well, what if it's the parents like pull out your teeth, pull out some teeth, like do something, like maybe the skull is a random fracture and someone else's skull.
We need to like know more. Like we need to know
more to the story.
Like how much skull was found and like what did that situation of bones look like? Because it specifically said the autopsy, they will never be able to reveal the cause of death because they found bones. Like they said they found bones.
But also like would he be fully
like a full body?
But see, by the time now, like in a more anatomical way, would his body have completely decomposed and just show bone now?
I don't know. I think that depends on like how much they found and like if it was in the swamp the whole time. Was it underwater for a month? But at that same time, I don't know if a body would decompose in a swamp over a month.
It wouldn't because it would blow up and it would get to this point where it's like swollen and filled
with
some fluids and stuff like that.
Isn't that called something specific?
I can't remember what it's called.
I can't either.
But that's why I'm like, to me, it doesn't make sense where it's like, so in a month, the body is completely decomposed to only bone.
Yeah.
Whereas like people in caskets, let's say, stay for a long time.
This is exactly why I don't think the police are giving any specifics on anything in the reports because they know there's so much more to this. So they can't uncover like everything.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Cause they like, there's so much to it.
Uh-huh. They don't want it to get like mess up their case.
And the case is honestly such a huge case at this point where everyone really is speculating and trying to help. And I think that it is one of those situations where people are helping, like they're trying to do what they can.
Anytime
for
you bring up
Gabby.
A conversation about something tragic that happened, it hits the press and then it puts a little more pressure on the police to get the job done.
Exactly.
And that's just how things work. The more press things get, the bigger, you know, weight is on the authorities' back.
Absolutely. And the fact that they've uncovered like what, nine bodies?
Nine
while
bodies.
While searching for Gabby's in like that area or
something
like that.
Which makes me so sad. Like those humans count just as much as anybody. And it seems like why?
But because this has such a huge press, quote unquote, hit.
Yeah.
That it seems like the police are just like so after this case.
But it makes me so sad.
But it's honestly
nine
devastating.
Nine bodies. That's crazy.
Nine. Like obviously there must have been missing person cases in some way. And they found nine bodies.
How did they find nine?
I don't know.
Were they all in the same area? I wonder.
I'm not exactly sure what area they were found in, but during the search for Gabby, I believe is what they had found nine different bodies. And so I was just like,
how horrifying.
How the fuck? It's honestly so tragic and terrible. I personally, this is now we're getting into my personal speculation because I'm starting to get into a little speculation here, is I feel like Brian is alive and I feel like he's on the run and his parents know exactly where the hell he is and that they have all planned this situation where it's like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to plant some of your, let's say some of your teeth, a random fractured skull from someone else, like just different things, your book bag, all these random things, and we're going to make it seem like you've disappeared and you've died and these are your remains because it's like
and the
teeth.
Only time they had time to perhaps maybe, again speculation, plant it there is while searching, since police have been covering the area for so long, they wouldn't have time to go out and plant it. So they had to do it while searching for the body when no police were around. After an hour of looking, it's like
it does. See, for me, the math ain't math. Because it just doesn't make sense. I'm like, how the flying fuck does this happen in this quick amount of time? And it's just all coincidence. Like the thing is, like coincidences happen for sure, but like this is such a huge coincidence that I'm like,
whenever things are this sensitive, this big, and this serious, I don't necessarily believe in coincidences.
Right, especially during this situation.
You
doesn't
can't
make sense.
Give me a coincidence in a situation like this because I'm gonna start thinking things.
I mean, so I personally think he's on the run. Like this is honestly like a real life you situation.
I think
this
the police
season.
So like it tells me the police know more and are, I think, onto the situation because they're not releasing much information, which tells me they're like, oh no, this isn't case closed.
Like we know more.
We know more.
But I'm glad that the case isn't closed.
Me too.
Because it's like they have to figure out like what's going
what
on, where
happened.
He is, and like even though they found remains, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily
if it
him.
Does come out that the speculations are true, this is going to be seriously such a wild story that the parents would do that.
Honestly, it's horrible. I think, I mean, at the end of the day, like Gabby deserves justice.
Yeah.
And like this, like if it really was him and it is all his remains and he's passed, like it's like she never got the justice that she deserved, you know, because he never got to serve time and really like deal with the repercussions of what he actually did.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like one of the most tragic things.
Absolutely.
Honestly. It's horrible.
Absolutely. Well, Manny, tell us about a TikTok you stumbled across.
So I stumbled upon a TikTok and I was just kind of scrolling and I saw a news reporter from San Diego and she was reporting on a story from a famous TikToker who has
this happened in California?
Yes, in San Diego.
It happened in San Diego
because it's a San Diego reporter reporting on it. She was basically saying that there is this famous TikToker who essentially murdered someone in San Diego. I'm going to pull up the TikTok specifically because this is like a thing. It's a fucking thing. And I was like, the fact that this is like an actual TikToker with I think 900,000 followers, like a big TikToker.
And he murdered
like his girlfriend is literally
insane. This is not being talked about a lot, by the way.
No, I honestly haven't heard anyone talk about it at all.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, wait, what's going on? So I'm searching for it right now. So what happened was it was this guy in San Diego who like has almost 1 million followers on TikTok. And it was his actual, so I had said earlier, I think that was the girlfriend, but it was actually his wife.
And his wife has been in a bunch of his TikToks and his family's been in his TikToks to obviously help his TikTok career. Right.
He has pinned TikToks from like, they have like 15 million views on them. Like,
with like family.
It's like a known TikToker person. So what happened was apparently she was going to divorce him.
He asked for the divorce.
Asked for a divorce. And so it was like, I think he literally went crazy.
Because she asked for the divorce and she kicked him out of the apartment. He copied a key to the apartment and he downloaded an app onto his kid's iPad that would allow him to listen in
on like what's going on in the house. And so he busted in, I believe.
He heard a male's voice.
Yes.
He waited and he heard like another man in the apartment, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And when he heard that, he went there, he busted in, he killed his wife, killed the man that was there with him. They haven't identified who that man was.
And then he went and so then he confesses to his mother.
They caught surveillance.
On surveillance. Uh-huh. Confessed that he murdered his wife. And then he picks up his kid from school.
Then he picks up the daughter from school and then they find him on the side of the freeway.
Like,
and the judge, they have him in custody right now and the judge did not grant him bail.
But see, the thing is, I'm not seeing a lot of people talking about this.
Nothing.
This is one of those like, what the fuck
situations. This is another situation. Yeah. Horrifying.
And it's like, for me, like the part I just feel the hardest for is the daughter.
She doesn't have a mom or dad.
And her dad is now...
I mean, like,
prison,
my God,
be,
like,
sure,
you go over,
or death penalty.
Your life being flipped upside down overnight.
And, like, does that mean she has to go into the system now? Like, there's, like, obviously so many different situations that are just, it's so sad to see that this is, like.
What's happening.
Happening.
Yeah.
And I feel like I wouldn't have seen it unless, like, I saw it from the TikTok.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not seeing anyone talking about
like
it on socials.
I know so much more that's happening and like see so much more because of TikTok. Like there's so many credible news sources that do report things and show proof of things on TikTok. I'm not saying TikTok is necessarily a credible news
source. A super credible source.
It has just as many lies as it does truth. But it's like good to know what's happening around you and it's good to know what's happening in the world.
Well, especially if it's provable. Like let's say a story happens on TikTok and you go on Twitter, it's trending on Twitter and you go to a reputable source and it's like, this is what's happening. Then it's like, okay, TikTok did provide in this moment a quick resource for me. And so we kind of just wanted to talk about that a little bit. And I'm hoping that he gets completely annihilated by the legal system.
Me too.
And for him to murder his wife
and this
mother
man
of his child,
he didn't even know, like this man,
yep,
the man that was there, just life taken, like who knows if he even knew what he was walking into. I'm
right.
Sure he didn't, neither of them did, and now his life's gone. And you know, you have to think about their families too, like the shock they must be in right now. Like that's so crazy. And it was your husband. Like how can you marry someone and kill that person? Like how could a human possibly do that?
I just in general, like the idea of that even happening or, you know, murder or anything like that is just the most like far-fetched thing in my mind.
Thing? I
like,
don't
I
understand.
Can't even fathom or imagine. Like, cause even like, let's say like watching like a true crime doc about actual crimes happening and a murder. And it's like, how did this person get to this point? Like what was not, what was missing?
There's a Netflix documentary. It's super popular, but it's about a man who killed his pregnant wife and his two daughters. He was cheating with another woman, kind of wanted that new life moment. And so he killed his pregnant wife and two daughters. How
are you fucking talking about the, and they find them in like the well?
Yes. Yes, people, this happened.
That literally make, like, that
made me sick.
Made me so fucking ill.
Even watching the documentary, to me, that guy seemed, he seemed checked out, I'll say, but I don't understand what the
Wasn't he cheating?
Yeah, he was cheating.
Like, I forgot the exact, Tyler, if you want to look that up, though, that'd be gorgeous, of what it's actually called on Netflix, if you guys want to see it and watch it yourselves, but it was this, honestly, horrific story, and, horrific. Like, it shows, like, him, like, his, like, police reports in the beginning, and so, like, oh my god, I don't know where my wife and kids are, like, so, like, his acting was so insane, and he was, like, distraught about his missing wife and missing kids, and, like, the fact, like, oh my god, maybe, like, I literally just, like, my stomach just turned, I felt sick, because I was remembering when he was talking about, like, what his, like, daughter said to him before, like, he killed them.
That was the worst.
Like, that literally makes me feel, like, I just get goosebumps. Like, I feel so fucking sick about it.
It's so dark. This situation.
It's a dark situation. Like, I don't even want to say it because I just horrifying. Feel like I just feel so, I can't say it. You guys will have to watch the documentary of you guys yourself if you guys want to. But it's just horrible how someone can be
that.
That. Mm-hmm. That's, like, honestly, like, that's a demon.
Human to human, you know.
Yes.
Can do that to someone. Shocking.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
And it's like, I don't, like, were there not signs? Like, is there, like, could this person, can someone get help for this kind of situation? Like, what can
That's
happen?
That's what I'm wondering. Obviously, it does have to do with mental health.
Of course.
Obviously.
Most of the time. I see Tyler.
Oh, we have answers.
How do we have an answer?
It's called American Murder, The Family Next Door.
American Murder, The Family Next Door. That's the Netflix doc. So I watched that one too. And honestly, after watching it, part of me wishes like I never did.
Yeah, it's because I felt so sick about it,
and
story.
I was like, I feel physically unwell.
Yeah.
But if you guys do want to watch it, of course, like, trigger warning. Absolutely, it was very, very traumatizing for me.
Well, on that note, we are gonna leave that. Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a quick break, okay. And then we're gonna be back. On a little bit of a lighter note, because yes. Me and Manny are going to tell some spooky stuff that's happened yes. to us.
Yes.
And we're also going to tell about what we love about the fall Halloween season and Halloween time.
Yes, let's get into a campy mode. We're going to camp now, so get ready for camp.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from, like, just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one. And my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and
authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we're back.
Bye.
All right. So on a lighter note, Minnie, do you want to start? Since I started with my camp story, I'll let you start.
What am I starting exactly?
You're going to tell something spooky that's happened to you.
Okay, you know what? I will say one experience. That was probably one of my scariest experiences I felt in real life. You know, we've also had a scary one together. Do you remember? Like
the one with Tati?
Yeah. The one with Tati. We never said that it was with Tati. We've always said it was with another friend. It's Tati.
It was Tati.
It was with Tati. We were with Tati Westbrook.
We had gotten dinner. Thought we were going to get this was years and years ago, I believe.
Yeah, years and years ago. We'll tell that one after.
We'll tell that one after.
But so for me, one of the scariest situations I've ever been in was I actually did a video with Sam and Colby, who are friends of mine. They do like kind of haunted videos
they
on their channel.
They have a full-blown channel.
A full haunted channel.
Spooky channel.
Spooky season channel. And we wanted to do this thing called Going to Hell's Gate, I believe is what it was. And it was with me, Lauren DIY.
Love.
And Sam and Colby.
Great.
So we're like, okay, like let's go do this. Like let's go find this Hell's Gate and like go through it and like go see what's going on in this space. So like, okay, like let's go do it. Let's find like this doorway to get there and like get to pass like the threshold to go on and like kind of explore. We go on this like hike to find it. We literally were on this hike maybe like 3 hours and it was
nighttime.
2 in the morning. So I was getting to the point where I was actually really delusional. Like I was like unwell. Like I was exhausted, but not only was I exhausted, I was cold because it was like really, it's 2 in the morning.
That would have broke me.
I'm freezing, but also exhausted and
my
tired
bedtime,
and sweaty.
I'm in bed around 8.
Yeah.
I'm asleep around 11.
Uh-huh.
I so don't do cold weather.
Me not getting home till what, 3, 4 in the morning?
I'm not fascinated by hikes. This would have been my worst nightmare.
All. No, literally not at all. And like we had like, so we finally found it. And so we go there and before we go through like the little gate, there's a ripped up Bible on the ground.
Oh,
ripped up Bible, ripped
no.
up pages. And I was like, okay. Like I was already like feeling very uneasy in that moment. So I'm like, if someone's like ripping up the Bible, like right here and right, like
we
just like,
to go.
It's like a little bit of a sticky situation.
Sticky,
you know what I mean?
There.
It's a sticky thing. So I'm like, okay, well we finally got here. This is also like after 3 hours, I'm like, let's just get to this fucking place.
You're over
so we can
it.
Like, I'm so exhausted. I'm so over it. So we go through it. We're climbing up the mountain to kind of go farther and see like what it is and like see if we feel energy. I felt like a little cold. I felt like colder there in that area than I did walking. So I was like, that's a little strange to me. Like
creepy.
I felt like a chill and I had like a more of a coldness. And I hear
demonic.
That with like kind of
demonic.
Spiritual stuff, demonic.
Demons.
Stop it.
Satan.
It'll fucking scare me. So I hear that with that kind of stuff. Like if you feel like these cold chills, it's kind of like there's like a spirit, like a presence. So I was like, okay, that's freaking me out. So I climb to the top of the hill. Someone drives. We have like flashlights, right? But you can't go there. It's like not, like you can't
my
go.
My car.
No, you can't like go up. Like it's like restricted.
It's blocked
like,
off.
It's blocked off. You have to like jump a fence to get there.
Did you
so,
guys jump?
Sure
the
did.
No.
I sure fucking did.
I want to see your ass jump a fence.
I jumped the fucking fence. Or, like we ran through
can
it.
Can I watch
went
this on YouTube?
Of course you can.
Yes, I'm going to watch it when I get home.
But so we go through, we jump the fence. And we're up there and we have like flashlight and like, so a car comes up like at the threshold down there and we're kind of seeing it and they're like, hey, what the fuck are you guys doing up there? And so mind you, by the way, I would say maybe 30 minutes before this, we heard a terrible fight happen like maybe
what?
A block away. Like we were as in our hike on the street, there was like a fight that happened that was so bad that there was gunshots. So we heard a gunshot fight happening. Cars peel away.
Are you?
And we're like, holy fuck.
Me?
So not only are we like literally at 3 in the morning exhausted, we just heard this crazy ass fight. And I'm like, wait, I'm literally about to have an actual, because honestly, I'm on the hike with them and I'm like, I'm going to have a panic attack. Like literally, I'm like, I'm going to freak out.
That would really, really scare
like,
me.
Like I was already scared from that. So when we're up here, they're like, what the fuck are you guys doing down there? So we thought it was kind of like a gang fight.
Okay.
That's kind of what we felt. Like, they're like, because someone was like, people were screaming help.
Did you think the car?
People were screaming help.
No.
Yes. And we're so far deep in the hike. Like we can hear like, help. help me. And I'm like,
Manny, like, you should have led the story with that. You should have led the story with that.
I honestly, it's all kind of coming back to me.
Yeah.
But they were screaming help, and like we were deep in the hike. We had no service. So our phones aren't working, by the way, because we're literally in the mountains.
Baby, if this was a horror movie, like, you're dying first.
I'm dying first. Obviously, the queers get killed first.
They do.
And I was full glam.
Oh, you were full glam?
I was full fucking glam.
I'm hiking for 3 hours? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you have this wig on?
No, but I wish I did. So I just kind of wanted to preface that. So we're up there and the guy's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Come here. And we're like, oh my God, it's like a policeman. Here? It was like a policeman. Yeah, he said, come here. He's like, hey, what the fuck are you guys doing down up there? Yeah. And so we just kind of thought it was a police. So like Sam and Colby kind of go down and me and Lauren are up there and we're kind of like, dude, like, is this it for us? Like, are we fucking done? Because the guy was being super fucking weird. Like being like, so what are you guys doing up there? Like, are you guys by yourself?
Was this security or no?
No.
Oh, hell no.
It was like, are you guys by yourself? Like, what are you guys doing up there? So we thought, I'm like, are we about to get fucking jumped? Because we just heard this crazy ass fight happen.
You think you're about to get your ass beat?
I think I'm about to get my ass fucking wrecked.
No.
So I'm like, okay, so are we about to die? So me and Lauren, honestly, I'm like, I will never do this again. Like, I was like to that point where I was like praying. No. I'm like, please, God, like, let us not get fucking murdered right now. We had heard gunshots. Like,
I would be so scared, man.
So I was literally like I was in a full blown panic. And so luckily the guy finally ended up leaving. Sam and Colby were like, get the fuck down here now. And we literally ran to our car.
No.
Cause we were like, well, what if they came back? Cause they were like, okay, like have a good one, buddy.
Do you think it could have been the guy involved in the fight to see if you guys heard or saw something?
I do think that was part of it. Just kind of being like, oh, well, what are you guys doing up there? Like,
do you hear anything? Yeah. Like very, they didn't
say
anything.
They didn't say here. Well, they couldn't be stupid. Like, they couldn't be dumb.
Flat out ask you.
That was like one of those situations where I was like, I've never been in a situation like that scary where I was like fearful of my own life.
I feel like that definitely was not worth the YouTube video.
For me, it was not.
Obviously, they were already had filmed it. No, for sure.
Like,
it's
absolutely. And like, honestly, I love Sam and Colby and I ride and die for them, period. And I'll always like.
You just did their makeup recently.
Exactly. And I'll always ride for them. And I'll always like, if they wanted to be like, come do this project with me, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And I always, like, they hype me up, you know?
The reason I know who they are is because of you. And I watch Amber Schroll a lot.
Oh, yes.
And her and Colby have that thing going.
Yes, yes. So, they have like, they're like little like.
Love affair. Friend affair.
Yeah, they're friend affair. Yeah. So, that was probably the scariest thing I've ever been through.
I've never been through anything that scary. I don't think, horrible. Or I may have blocked it out. But I will say this. Should I tell mine? Are we ready for mine?
What is yours?
Okay.
So mine's over. Yeah, so we got to the car, we drove off.
Mine is not nearly as scary as Manny's, just to start a buffer there. Just a little preface. But whenever I was little, I got really lost in a cornfield. So my story sounds lame. We should have started with mine. Ended with your gunshot.
Oh my God. I'm so fucking dead. But honestly, that is okay. Also, Signs is real.
Signs is real.
Like my biggest scary movie of all time when I was little was Signs. So the idea of getting stuck in a cornfield for me is the scariest thing ever.
Science scare me.
When he walks across in the party scene, that literally haunts me to this day. To this fucking day.
I watched the movie Signs last year, or not 2 years ago in a cemetery. Not scared. Yeah.
I wasn't there with you guys for this, was it?
I guess not.
No, I was there for the...
What one did you see with me?
The one where like the kid gets locked, The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yes. Sixth Sense.
That's when I watched with you guys. Yes. But yeah, I can't watch Signs. I'll never watch Signs again.
Okay, so I was little.
Lost in a cornfield.
And my sister and my cousin Lance were like... They were older than me by like 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And them two were always into trouble. I was not. I was not a rowdy kid. Uh-huh. I wasn't one to really I can't stand you.
That's a shocker to me.
I just like was pretty chill as a kid, kind mm-hmm. of mind my own business in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, I did like to do what they did though. Like I like to join them.
Of course,
them.
Right. You want to join in.
Because they were older. Yeah, so I wanted to join in. So they're like, yeah, exactly. So they're like, let's go. My granny's house. Mm-hmm. She's passed away. By the way, my grandparents' name is Bonnie and Clyde. They both passed away.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. They're real names. They're real freaking names.
I completely forgot. Like, it's Bonnie and Clyde. Yes.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
My mom's parents' names are Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Some would say. I'm just kidding. No, like, they're not. Honestly, I wonder how many people, because I recently saw my mom's grave and she's buried right next to them. And I walked past their grave and said hello to them as well, always.
Of course.
And I'm like, Bonnie and Clyde, I wonder how many people walk past their grave and they're
and
like,
think, holy shit,
it's Bonnie and Clyde. Yes. But no, just my grandpa and granny.
Oh, that's so cute.
My pawpaw and granny, as I call them. But anyways, the back, so they lived way in the country and their backyard was a cornfield. They had a lot of land. Not a ton of land, but land. Enough land to have a huge cornfield.
Totally.
So they're like, let's go play hide and seek in the cornfield. Horrible idea. Those are famous last words.
Literally. Let's go play hide and seek in the cornfield.
First of all, that's the nighttime. Most country thing I've ever said.
Oh, in your whole life.
In my whole life. So we were, by the way, I live like an hour away from my granny, maybe like 2.5 hours away. Mm-hmm. So this wasn't by my house or anything. So I'm like, down, bitches. Let's go. This sounds like the best idea ever. So we all go spurt into the cornfield and like run different ways.
Stop. and the cornfield, so is the corn like overgrown, like
past
body?
Our little heads.
Okay, got it.
Way,
I was like wondering, I was like, how tall is this corn?
They were taller than me. I was pretty short as a kid, but it was way past all three of our heads.
Got it. Okay.
And mind you, snakes are in cornfields.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Everything's in a cornfield,
like
right?
Wild, an idiot. Uh-huh.
The wild, wild south. But anyways.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes in, I'm fucking lost. Like, I'm lost to the point where I'm screaming and we can't hear each other anymore. We got too far, and we kept trying to find each other for, I think, a hair of a second. But then we were all, I think Lance and my sister found each other quickly and they could not find me for their life. And then I couldn't hear their voice anymore. And I was probably 7 years old.
Oh my gosh.
So I was real young. So I'm like, fuck. I remember it was so traumatizing. I was in that field for hours walking. And I remember I told myself, because I had walked in circles for so long because I would just wanted to find them or hear them or at least get out of it. And I walked for hours and I couldn't find anywhere. And so I remember I told my little 7-year-old brain, and I'll never forget, I said, you have to walk straight.
Yeah, just keep going in a straight line.
No matter
line.
What you do, you cannot turn again or you're never going to get out of this. At this point, I think I'm going to fucking die. I'm crying literally, my goddamn eyes out. Like I'm...
like it's one of those like hyperventilating.
It's over
crying.
For me and it's starting to get dark. And so, and the whole time, I'm not even thinking about my mom and them. I'm assuming Lance and Ashley are still lost too, right?
Right.
Luckily, they weren't. They had found each other really early on in the mission. And it was me that got lost. So I remember I just kept walking straight. And finally, I start to see the edge of the corn. So I run out of the corn and I walk up on this old man working on his truck outside of his trailer.
No.
Literally this old man, and he looks at me and I was like, I'm lost. It's like the most stereotypical movie. Like he's like working under his truck in his front yard and he has like a trailer with some land himself and obviously some cornfield.
Right.
So he's like, he just looks at me and goes, I need to go get my wife. Like,
I don't even know what the fuck to do. You're bawling.
A fucking demon just walked out of a cornfield.
Literally, I need help. I need help.
I don't know. So a sweetest little lady comes out and she's like talking to me. And I was like, my granny is Bonnie. And she's like, oh, I know Miss Bonnie. She was like, get in the car.
Like, let's go.
Let's go. She drove me straight to my granny's house where all my aunts are, my cousins are. All I see is my two cousins crying on the front porch because they got their ass beat. And all my aunts, granny's running out to the car. What in the hell?
Because they were obviously looking for you and they couldn't find you
either.
They
couldn't find me. No one could find me. They had been in the corn and they see me pull up in a woman's car.
So they're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, are you good? Like, did you get abducted?
Yeah. And so the people were so nice. They knew my granny. They took me right to my granny's house. My sister.
Have you ever seen a crop circle, by the way? Random side note.
Never. Do you believe in those are real? Yes.
No, I think
I don't.
I think with crop circles, I think that it gets a little fishy to me.
It gets fishy.
Because a lot of it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I can be very cynical with extraterrestrial.
Oh, what's it called? Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial. I get real cynical.
She's very, very, very about ET. ETs. Uh-huh. I call ET because it's extraterrestrial. ET. It makes it easier.
Let's stick
so,
with that.
So she's very like, fuck aliens. They're not even real.
I believe the only, I don't even want to get into it because there's people that believe it so strongly. People get into it.
But the thing is too, also like this is about our personal opinions about the podcast. It's like we can have differing views. Like even with like me and Laura have differing views all the fucking time.
Guys.
And like that's just what it is. Like we're different humans.
But what I like about me and you is whenever we don't agree, like I don't try to change your opinion. I've never tried to convince you there's not aliens because I don't want you not to believe. What is it? Right. For him to believe that, totally. And you've never been like, well, Laura, it could. You're like, it could be real, but you leave it at that.
I mean, obviously, like, what else is there to say?
You're I'm not gonna force you to think my opinion.
Yeah. No, I'm like, to me, I'm like, oh, well, I feel like, you know, if the galaxy's so big, like maybe there's other life out there somewhere. Like that's to me.
Yeah,
and that's my opinion. So it's like that's totally fine, and other people don't think that. I'm open
to there being other life out there. I'm not open to anything that Hollywood has produced.
See, that's like what kind of fucks us up. It's like the whole large alien, big head,
the UFO,
that kind of stuff. It becomes hairy, but I do think that there's definitely like, because honestly, like life can literally be microbes, you know? And I think that there could be microbes like a cell. Yes, and like there could be other forms of life out there because we're not the only solar system out there. I mean, we live in a fucking galaxy,
which is so crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, is there other galaxies? There is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking the world was the universe. My bad. So there's other galaxies around us. Like Andromeda is our closest galaxy and that's fucking billions of light years away.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess in my own mind, I can't wrap my head around the idea that they're not being, at least like microbes.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Even if they're not little alien.
And everybody just assumes that what is out there is so greater and so smarter than us. How does anyone know?
We
could be the smartest of our kind. Like no one knows. So it's like so many assumptions are true in that area.
Totally. Yeah. But I had to ask that and interject because I was like really curious.
Do you think
have you ever seen a crop circle? Because I think crop circles literally is like, it's like bended corn.
Yeah.
Like bent in a circle in design, right? Humans
get bored and they do a lot of things.
I agree. And I think that a lot of people do things for attention in that way too. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, like, look, my crop circle was on.
Do you know what a dumbass I am? Hmm. Whenever we were in the desert in Joshua Tree, different trip than Arizona, we were in Joshua Tree, but we were like at this super bougie little place. It was gorgeous, obsessed, loved it, loved the vibes. And I looked down at the ground and it looked like crop circles in the sand. And so I'm like, what in the world is this huge pattern design in the sand right here? I was like, Ty, come look at this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And I'm like taking it in. I'm like, I don't believe in crop circles, but like, why would someone sit here and draw this out? And he goes, Laura, it's a Zen garden.
The house are you has a Zen fucking kidding me?
And I was like, I'm done.
Okay, that makes, like, why would anyone take time? Because like
it was so, and I realized someone took a rake and it was a Zen garden beside the house, not crop circles.
But see, the thing is, like, imagine how much harder it is to do a crop circle. Zen garden is you're literally raking sand. Crop circles, you're literally folding corn husks and shit and like making intricate designs like from high up. I will say, I think it's very fascinating because, like, the fact that someone can make such a perfect circle from like when you're looking down at it, it's perfect.
Uh-huh.
And doing that in real life seems honestly kind of crazy to me with like different
people
designs.
People can do a lot of amazing things.
But they can do amazing things.
People are very talented and people get bored.
I can never do that.
Obviously. You could do that.
I couldn't, like, I don't know the exact like diameter of like a circle. Like,
if
none
you
of that
really
stuff.
Want it to freak some people
but then
out.
I guess technically too, like if you're like, okay, we get a ruler out there, a measuring stick, like make sure everything's perfect.
And,
I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's not our genre in life.
No. It's not our journey.
It's not our journey.
Should we tell the Tati story really quickly? Without her dying?
Oh my God. Well, I feel like your Sam and Colby story is way cooler, but let's do tell the Tati story.
Well, it's because like, Tati, like, we've already told it. I feel like we have told it already. Mm-hmm. But it was basically like where we went and had dinner with Tati. It was literally just us three. And we, after the dinner, it was super fucking late.
It was 12 o'clock in the morning. I specifically
Everything
remember.
Was closed.
We shut down the restaurant. We do that a lot.
Absolutely.
Why do we do that restaurant? Every time we go out to eat? I swear, I feel like that happens a lot when we go eat with
especially
people.
When we're with other people.
Do you remember whenever we ate with homegirls and we shut down the restaurant and got kicked out of the parking lot? Yeah, it happens like every time to
us. You're so fucking right,
because we talk too fucking much.
Because we're so fucking damn loud.
That's why.
Uh-huh, and we talk too much. But anyway, so it was literally 12 o'clock and we, like, again, dark everywhere. We're like almost like in an alley situation by like a road. Mm-hmm. And we had called this Uber and It would, wait, I don't know if we did call an Uber.
We did not call an Uber. We did not call an Uber. We're like, we leave the restaurant. We walk out the side because that was the exit because they had the front closed.
Uh-huh. And so we're like in an alley.
Pitch black, dark alley. So we're all like, you know what? You and I drove and James was coming to get Tati.
To pick up Tati, yep.
So we were like, let's all wait together on James.
Yes.
Our cars were parked down the block.
Uh-huh. Just to make sure that she's good.
Away. Mm-hmm. So me and you had to walk to her car. So we're like, let's make sure she's good. This is really creepy right now. The space was creepy. The vibes were off. Mm-hmm. But like, let's just wait together. So then we're sitting there waiting on James. He's on his way. He'll be there in a minute. And then a black car pulls up.
Pulls up right next to us.
Right up next to us.
And we're like, okay. So we kind of just keep like walking.
We kind of like, yeah, walked away.
We walked away and then they pulled up again.
Yeah, they kept like, they were like trailing us and we were like, oh my God. So at this point we're all like soft talking like, oh my God. Like, what do we do?
Like, the car.
Like, I don't
want to
confront the car.
Of course.
You don't want to walk up. Manny is busting out laughing. And I'm literally, I remember looking at him with this Joker face on and going, if you don't stop, we're going to fucking die.
The thing is, you guys, in situations like that, when I'm uncomfortable, I start busting out laughing. And it's something about me that I just cannot help. And so I'm literally giggling, like laughing out loud.
Laughing
while Tati's literally on the phone with James, like, babe, what the fuck is going on?
And James is like, stay on the phone with me, stay on the phone. It's gonna be fine, it's gonna be fine.
As like this car keeps trailing us and keeps like pulling up next to us.
So then he starts to roll down his car window.
Oh, that's when we were like, okay, like, no.
I was like, we were about to start booking. We were about to start running. You're about to see this girl run.
Like, imagine like a black car with blacked out windows
that has now trailed you down a dark alley and followed you.
We're like, what the fuck? And so they just roll down their window. Like, we're thinking that there's a gun that's about to pop out. I'm freaking out.
So we see this man and mm-hmm. he's sitting in there and he peeks his head out his window and we are all looking terrified. Like, and he goes, did you guys request an Uber? He was literally just an Uber driver trying to pick up his people.
Yes, like wondering if we're his people. And we literally thought we were going to get murdered.
And we're abducted. Like, oh my God. No, we didn't. That's not us.
Sorry. Thank you though, sir.
Thank you.
As I'm like literally laughing / wanting to cry at the exact same time.
The relief in my body and soul.
Ooh, it left our souls, that relief.
Oh my God. I remember we ran to our cars and we're just like, get us the I'm pretty sure James was like, really?
He's like, are you fucking
kidding
me? You let
an Uber?
Like, scare the shit out of you guys like that? It's an Uber. So it was funny. It was honestly like one of those traumatizing moments that we share with Tati. And it was fucking hilarious, to be
hilarious.
Honest. Now that we look back,
it's hilarious.
At the time, we were like, like, we were fucking shook.
I was like,
shook.
This is it. This is how it ends.
Absolutely. But I mean, after my fucking first story, it's
girl,
like, that's my number
you
one.
You got a lot more living to do.
That was my number one. Like, I got wrecked. I got wrecked.
Wrecked.
Okay, wait. So now that we're going to go into like, what are our favorite Halloween things? We have to like do like a little like segment where we talk about our favorite
Tell
Halloween
me something
things.
You dressed up when you were little or what's Ooh, one of your
something. One thing I was when I was younger, I was a little vampire.
Definitely
goodness. Have done the vampire thing multiple times. Same, I was like a little Hercules, like a little muscle man.
Yeah, that's adorable.
So like, I've done like little things like that where
all
they were like little
cute
dudes.
I remember being as a cat, honestly.
Are you kidding me?
That's all type.
Even when you were like a kid?
Yeah, I was a cat a lot. There was a lot. I was black cat like every year. Maybe them cat ears were worn out.
They were worn to dust, Laura. What the fuck?
I remember one time I was walking, trick-or-treating, my mom and my friend Allison. It was us. My mom took us two girls around to a couple houses to get candy, and I wanted to be a black cat, so I wore these. I honestly, when I was a kid, the Steve Madden platform shoe was not for me.
It
was for teenagers and adults.
100%.
And as a child, those really set well with me. So I got some and I wore them everywhere. So naturally, they're platform huge boots.
I honestly, the hold that those boots had on me,
they had
even though I never
around
wore
my
them,
neck, a hold around
like
my
they
neck.
They literally were choking me out, like the way that they had a hold on everyone.
Because
back
the thing
then.
Is, in the 90s and early 2000s, I was still a kid. I was like 8, 9 years old. Totally. So I wanted to be like the big girls.
Of course.
So I wore them out trick or treating, blisters everywhere. But I remember at the end of the night,
my God, you feel like this
wobbling, baby. Full baby deer. At the end of the night, we were walking back to my house and I lived down a hill and I tripped and fell very naturally.
Are you kidding me?
My candy bag.
Is it when you're little?
Little. Like probably like.
What?
I would probably say I was like 11 or 12 and my candy bag swung around as I fell and got hooked in a fucking tree. Because I was like, whoa, forward. And my candy bag shot forward and hooked a tree. Can't make this up.
And did you get your candy?
I sure did. Out
That's
of the
fucking
tree,
right.
What the fuck?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another one of my cat costumes.
I'm a little shook. Of course you're a cat.
What do you love most about Halloween?
The season. The time.
The time.
It's the time for me. Like, for it's me, I love the crisp weather, oh, the hocus pocus in the house. Like, that's my number one
all
movie
the
of all time.
Content. My for favorite is all the content that comes out, like, on Netflix everywhere is my favorite during
I love
this
it.
Time.
It's like, this is the time for me that I thrive, which is funny because I feel like my depression acts up more during the holiday times.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more, like, prevalent where I feel a little bit harder, but I love this time. So it's like this weird, like, double-edged sword for me because I love this time so much and I love fall, but I feel like I'm a little bit more depressed during this time, which is so strange.
Yeah.
But for me, like, what my favorite thing about it is definitely just, like, the vibe that the fall and, like, winter give.
Yeah.
Because I love being able to, like, sit back and watch movies and just, like, chill. I feel like it's more of a chill time. I'm
me
less
too.
Motivated to do stuff. I don't know if that's the depression, but
depression.
I'm not as motivated to do things mm-hmm. during the holiday times. And I don't know if it's, like, me just kind of, like, la-di-da. Or,
I love everything about that. It's, like, almost, like, normal things turn magical.
Yes.
We have hay rides. We have parties. We have friends and hugs and laughs and dressing up and costumes and decorations.
Yes.
And the movies are the best and they're the spookiest. And we have candy. It's just like, my God. It's like we created this magical time for us to celebrate.
It's magic. And I know it's like, a lot of people say it's like, oh, it's like the companies, the candy companies. Like, and I was like, no. And even if there was that situation, I don't
How
give a fuck.
How evil of them.
I was like, I don't give a fuck.
To make
enjoying
everyone
it.
Have a good time.
Literally.
And eat candy.
Darn.
Wow, they're out to kill us all.
Yeah, literally. We're out. We're going to be murdered.
Yeah.
No, but I really, really like the time. What's your favorite Halloween movie?
I can't say I'm not going to say Hocus Pocus.
You can't.
I can't.
That's mine.
Okay.
Because I've already said it.
Ty, do you know what my favorite Halloween movie? Oh, I know what it is, actually.
What?
I have two, Paranorman and Coraline.
Oh, totally. I think Paranorman is, like, even more your number one.
Paranorman's my number one, guys, because should I tell it another time?
Maybe, yeah. We'll tell, like, the
I'll
story
tell
about Paranorman another time.
Paranorman's my
time.
Favorite. It's a story
but Paranorman
behind it.
Is...
And Coraline.
Gorgeous. And Coraline, absolutely
what about
insane.
You?
For me, it definitely would be Hocus Pocus, but then I also love the old school Disney Channel movies, like Halloween Town.
Iconic.
You know, I love, like... Like those
Harry Potter.
Kind of, Harry Potter.
I know it's
like,
not specifically Halloween, but
I know, but it's like it's witchy.
HBO has all the Harry Potters now.
I'm
they've
elated.
Been on repeat at my house.
Literally, same. I'm so fucking excited about it.
On
HBO
repeat.
Max. I'm like literally in love with that subscription. I'm so happy I got it.
Me too.
But I would say that's like probably like my favorite Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Do you like? Okay, what's your favorite scary movie?
Mm.
Is there like a scary movie that you're like, oh, that's a good scary movie?
Okay.
You know I don't like watching
I
them.
Really like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I believe, I can't remember if it's Jessica Biel in it. I think Paris Hilton's in it. That version.
Paris Hilton?
Ty, isn't she?
Isn't that House of Wax?
That's House of Wax.
That's
Girl,
House of Wax,
I actually
baby.
Like House of Wax.
I've never seen House of Wax before.
No!
And I actually really want to see it.
Will you watch it with me?
Absolutely.
Obsessed.
So I feel like I will watch that one because for me, I don't watch no demonic, like,
Gooey,
like shit that scares me the most of anything. I'll watch murderous stuff.
Yeah,
that's scary, but I will not watch
the scariest
like, demonic
horror
shit.
Movie I've ever seen is either Sinister or Strangers.
No,
period.
Sinister, no.
Or
like
Strangers.
I've heard Sinister was so scary.
I had to turn it off, and I don't turn off any horror movie because they don't scare me. I don't mind. I'll watch any horror movie.
Right.
Like I don't care. I'm not gonna get that spooked.
But Sinister got you good.
Sinister got because it dealt with children and demons. Mm. They took it too far.
They took it too far. I can't.
Not
I can't do
the
it.
Babies.
No, I like see you lost me there. Anything
you
like
lost
for me.
Me,
like I will never play with the Ouija board.
Oh, I wouldn't do that either.
I would never do anything like in that realm because I feel like it's like you're inviting that demonic energy in, and like I just can't. Especially because like, I feel like because I believe in God,
yeah,
and I know you do too, I was like, that obviously means
it's like,
that
why would I
there's
tamper with
evil
that space?
Energy too. Mm-hmm. That means that there's evil in this in the world too. If you believe in God, that means you believe in the devil.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Go,
hello?
We ain't trying to chat.
Baby, okay. I'm trying to just keep it moving. I'm trying to keep it cute.
We're trying to keep it cute. We're trying to keep it moving.
Like, and that's that. So for me, like that is moving. I'm keeping moving.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, favorite Halloween candy? I would have to say I love getting the mini Twixes.
Oh, yeah. Those are delicious.
Those are probably like my favorite Halloween candies, like the mini Twix, like the mini fun size candies.
Tyler says candy corn.
You're lying.
I'm not
Tyler,
lying.
Tyler, let me put this on.
Go on.
Tyler, are you kidding me?
Is this real? Halloween candy, candy corn.
Yes.
Tyler, I will literally murder you and I will choke you out and body slam you.
I just recently realized that this is an unpopular opinion.
Listen, I don't actually mind candy corn. I really, really don't. It's like whatever. Right. Like I'll eat a couple candy corns. But for it to be a favorite candy makes me want to hurt you.
But here, I would never eat it outside of Halloween though.
Okay. It's like eating peeps.
That's respectable.
Yeah,
right? It's like eating peeps during the Easter time.
Peeps are gross. Unless you microwave them.
These are delicious.
They're delicious. And like so peeps. Are the Cadbury cream eggs.
Those are good.
Those are my number one.
I don't eat those, but I don't think they're nasty. They're just not my vibe. They're not my vibe.
I'm on our way home right now when we're driving back to Laura's house. We're going to choke you out.
Candy corn.
We're gonna pick that up. We're ending the podcast soon, but we're picking that up. I'm not done with that with you yet.
I guess to close out, I'll just say my candy.
Say your candy. All right. I want to know.
Crunch bar. Crunch bar. That's it.
That's favorite candy in general.
Crunch bar.
Okay, but what's your favorite Halloween time? Like, what Crunch will you bar. Eat? Laura, you basic ass. Like, Laura's like, I want chicken fingers and fries.
No, don't pin that on me.
That is you.
Okay, listen, whenever I go buy Halloween candy, I make sure we get the mixture of the bags that has Crunch Bars
in
them.
Wasn't it?
So I can black
Do
out
I
on
also
the Crunch Bars.
Love is I love the individually wrapped Sour Patch Kids that have like the bigger ones are like this big.
Sour candy isn't my vibe. You guys know that. That's you and Ty.
That's
you and Ty.
My journey wholeheartedly.
I pretty much for candy only do chocolate. I don't do sours.
You make me violent. So some of our differences that we have, some of them will make me want to kill Laura.
We have a lot of differences.
Like there's a lot in there that some of them like the sour candy thing, you make me want to murder you.
Yeah, you want to take me down on those.
I want to take you down
also,
to Devil's Gate.
Also, whenever I don't turn the AC on.
Oh, that's number one.
Yeah, that's number one.
No, I said, Laura, turn the AC on. I'm like, no, I'm cold. No.
We're freezing right now.
No, I'm not. I'm not cold at all. I'm chilling. I also have a wig on, and it's literally, I can't wait to rip it off my head.
Well, let's wrap up this episode.
Okay. Well, and you guys, that actually is the end of our episode number 10. I'm so gagged the fact that we are on episode number 10. Like, the next, like, threshold is at 100.
Yeah.
So it's, like, 10 and 100.
Do we get to celebrate number 50?
Maybe. I think we should do like a little cake or something. Episode number 50.
Okay.
Because that's like, it reminds me of like a quarter quell.
Let's
like
do
when
the
like
cake.
During the
you took it
Hunger
too far.
Games.
You took it too far.
I always do. I always take it too far. Okay, guys. Anyway, we love you so much. Hope you guys have enjoyed this episode.
Thank
Please don't
you
forget
guys
to rate.
For rolling with us for 10 episodes.
I know. Rolling
so
with
exciting.
Us for 10 episodes. Like, that's insane. And we're honestly having so much fun with it. And we love the podcast. Like, we really do. We love our full fam.
We
like,
sure
dead ass.
Do.
It's fucking dope.
Don't forget to rate, subscribe, thumbs up.
Like, comment. If you're watching on YouTube, please comment to us. We'd love to see what you
just
guys
say
would say.
Something.
Anything
Tell
on reviews,
something.
Too. We'd like to go through our reviews on Apple Podcasts. So just let us know.
And we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye,
we love
guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.